A Tale of Two Birds, a Little Endangered Shorebird, and the Predator That Loves to Eat It. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Piping plovers are little white and gray shorebirds. You might have seen them running around on the beach.
The majority of plovers in the Great Lakes region nest at Sleeping Bear Dunes.
That's Sarah Saunders. She's a postdoctoral researcher at Michigan State University.
The chicks look like little fluffy cotton balls on toothpicks because their legs are really long and they're very cute. And they make a very high-pitched piping noise.
Piping plovers are on the federal endangered species list. Saunders says there were just 12 breeding pairs left in our region back in 1990. Now there are 75. But in a new study, she found the birds could end up doing worse over the long run. That's mainly because of a bird that loves to eat plovers, the merlin. Elise Zipkin is an assistant professor at MSU. She worked on the study, too.
Basically, if the merlin population continues to grow in the next 10 years the way that it has been growing, then we might expect to see negative effects on the piping plovers in the Great Lakes.
Sarah Saunders says wildlife managers need to pay more attention to merlins.
Each year, we evaluate not only what the piping plover population is doing, but also what the main predator populations are doing, including merlins.
And Saunders says the rest of us can help, too, when we're on the beach at Sleeping Bear. That means following the signs and staying away from nesting plovers.
To keep your dogs on a leash is really important, just so they don't disturb the birds and get a hold of a chick that's not able to fly yet.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is the main agency in charge of managing piping plovers. The agency provided some funding for the study. Vince Cavalieri joins me now. He's a biologist with the Fish and Wildlife Service, and he's the Great Lakes Piping Plover Coordinator. Hello.
Hello.
What do you think about this research out of MSU that suggests there's a need to keep a closer eye on the predators that eat piping plovers?
We have long suspected or have long known that merlins in particular, but other predator species as well, are a problem for our plovers here in the Great Lakes. And have had some management strategies, you know, trying to mitigate for these predators.
What are you doing at the moment to keep a check on the merlin population?
So there's been a variety of efforts at different spots. We've had a non-lethal control effort where we've worked with the Michigan Hawking Club to actually go out and capture merlins at certain locations. And then they were allowed to keep those birds in some cases as a falconry bird. We also work with USDA Wildlife Services to do some control efforts that include, you know, lethal controls, including shooting the merlins in some cases.
So this strikes me as a conundrum. Merlins are doing better, and that's a good thing, but they eat this little endangered bird that you're trying to help recover. How much do you think people should step in a case like this, and how do you find a balance?
Well, you know, the anthropogenic changes to the Great Lakes and, you know, much of the country are so great that, you know, I think, unfortunately, in some cases, we really need to step in, you know, if we want to keep animals like the piping plover around, we have to, you know, make some choices about what we want to manage for. And, you know, I think that Great Lakes piping plovers are, you know, a very interesting part of our Great Lakes natural heritage. And, you know, I think a lot of people would like to keep them around. So, you know, we're going to have to, you know, manage merlins and other predators in order to do that.
Vince Cavalieri is a biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.